This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Multiple counties in Colorado are asking the state to relax some rules of Colorado's Safer at Home order. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
So far, 30 counties in the state have been approved for some degree of loosened restrictions. In Denver, a variance was granted specifically for the Denver Botanic Gardens, while Garfield County can allow restaurants, gyms, and places of worship to open at 50% capacity. Logan and Montezuma counties applied but were denied. The state says it is open to reevaluating at a later time if the prevalence of the disease goes down. As the state approves counties' requests to ease restrictions, it provides localized guidelines and reserves the right to rescind approvals if there is a spike in positive COVID-19 cases. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Student enrollment remains a big question mark for the state's public universities next fall, CPR's Grace Hood reports.
State-run colleges and universities found out this week they'll see a 58% cut in higher education funding, much of which they can backfill with federal coronavirus relief dollars. But student enrollment could be an even bigger financial puzzle. The University of Colorado Boulder reports that summer enrollment is up 13%, but fall enrollment looks flat after several years of steady increase. It's a similar picture across the Denver and Colorado Springs campuses. Officials hope a soon-to-be-finalized COVID-19 plan in the coming weeks will provide clarity and help solidify enrollment this fall. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Day camps in Colorado can kick off on June 1st, but overnight camps must wait. Governor Jared Polis announced guidelines today that allow day camps to open if they can maintain physical distancing and maximum group sizes of 25 children outdoors and 10 children indoors. Amy Anderson with Reschool, a Colorado nonprofit that supports out-of-school programs, said she was glad to see larger groups allowed outdoors, which will allow the camps to host more kids.
Parents have to be at work. They look to summer programs like camps as childcare.
Polis will announce mid-June if overnight camps will be allowed to open for the rest of the summer. And you are still listening to All Things Considered. Coming up on the show, NPR's Elsa Chang talks with an associate professor of art history at Harvard University about how the lack of images makes it harder to comprehend the vast lethality of the